Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. Now, first of all, I want to take a moment of silence to honor the fact that we have lost two great people from the black community. We lost them recently. First of all, we lost Prince, a really great musician. We lost him on April 21st, 2016. And yesterday, oh yes, yesterday we lost the greatest. Yesterday was Saturday, June 4th, 2016, and we lost the greatest, Mr. Muhammad Ali. Lord have mercy. It gives me a thrill to even say his name, Mr. Muhammad Ali. Because of these two losses, the world is really in tears, okay? Not just the black community. The world is really in tears. Prince was known worldwide, and definitely Mr. Muhammad Ali is known worldwide. So I'm just going to take a moment of silence. So let me say, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, the host of You Talk Too Much and Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. Today is Sunday, June 5th. The year is 2016. One thing for sure, despite politics, despite the economy, and despite the cost, couples are still getting married and creating families. I say despite the cost because gone are the days of do-it-yourself weddings. My first wedding in 1973 was a do-it-yourself wedding. I got married in hot July. I made my own dresses. In those days, it was indeed inappropriate to wear white if you had been married before or if you had created a family prior to your wedding. I made myself two beautiful dresses with matching jackets because, as I recalled, a lady was supposed to have her arms covered even if they were just covered in lace as opposed to solid sleeves. Where did all these rules and regulations originate, you ask? Where else but from Emily Post's etiquette? Emily Post was and still is the Bible of good taste and class. So if you decided to conduct or create your own wedding, you needed the rules of etiquette to follow. And even if you don't do it yourself nowadays, the proprietors of wedding events, the people who actually are create weddings, I'm sure they use Emily Rules' etiquette as a guide. So now that I think about it, my second marriage of 32 years was a do-it-yourselfer also. I had to laugh at that. For the first wedding, I selected a date in July immediately after the birth of my first and only child. I went to the garment district in New York and purchased material. I made two dresses with jackets, like I said, one long satin dress and one baby blue short dress. Man, those dresses were really beautiful. I used the same simplicity pattern to make both dresses using a Singer sewing machine, which was sitting on top of a TV table. I lived in Park Slope. I actually lived in, I forget what you call those, one-room units, a studio. I lived in a studio apartment in Park Slope, Brooklyn at the time, but I was married in a Methodist church in Harlem, New York. After the wedding, I had a reception in my Aunt Catherine's project apartment. We were in the kitchen preparing food and making pounds and pounds of potato salad. That was what you call the homemade wedding and reception in hot July 1973. And believe me, she did not have air conditioning in that apartment. For my second wedding, which, like I said, was a do-it-yourself wedding. My husband-to-be and I selected a date. I think I selected it, to tell you the truth. The day was Valentine's Day, 1984, and we went to New York City, City Hall. Several couples were married that day. I mean, a lot, to tell you the truth. I remember the mayor at the time. He was a black man. I can't think of his name right now. My sister was there, and my husband's brother Bobby attended. I know I wore a store-bought outfit. I believe it was winter white with winter white pants. We went out to eat afterwards at a Queens buffet, and we had a honeymoon in the Poconos. I mean, it was fun. It was fun, and to tell you the truth, I can't tell you what we spent for it. I know all we did was pay for the licenses and things down there in City Hall. We did pay for the honeymoon out in the Poconos, and it was about $200 and some. I'm sure we paid gas because we drove out there. My husband might have bought a new outfit, but all in all, I'd say we spent maybe $500 because we did pay at the buffet. Maybe $50-something for six people or $60-something for six people at the time. It was a well-known buffet out there at one of the Queens malls in Spring Valley. But please note, this is not what happens today. The average cost of a wedding today across America is $26,444. $26,444. I think the venue today, the availability actually of the venue sometimes determines the date of the wedding. I mean, I know it determines the date of the reception, and usually people get married on the same day of their reception. And I've even heard that people tend to get married during the week now because venues are less expensive during the week. I remember years ago, everybody got married on either a Saturday or a Sunday. You would never hear of anybody getting married on a Wednesday. And also, I remember a friend of mine who got married one time. She had a reception on a Friday after work. And I wondered about that. That was my good friend, Miss Dale Callender. I know she thinks I forgot, but I know she had a reception out in New Jersey on a Friday after work. And I wondered about that, but it was probably the cost of the venue. 25 years ago, someone in the family got married and actually spent $18,000. I mean, 25 years ago, $18,000 was a lot to spend on a wedding. The wedding was in a Harlem church. The reception was in a big catering hall in the Bronx that was actually off a beach. It was very nice, but like I said, $18,000 was a lot to spend at the time, and I guess that included a beautiful dress. I know there were beautiful flowers in the church. The food at the reception was catered. People brought gifts. So before I go on and on, let's talk today on Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp about the cost of a wedding, the cost of getting married today. I will not discuss who is supposed to pay for the wedding, but I will say that back in the day, the bride's parents paid. The bride's parents actually were responsible for paying for a wedding years ago, but today it looks like everybody chips in. The groom is no longer only responsible for the rings and the gifts for his best man and his male party members. I mean, it looks like a wedding budget is determined from the start, and even with creating a wedding budget based upon available funds, loans are taken out, and credit cards are used to cover the average $26,444 cost of getting married. And after all, that means if you're taking out loans and using credit cards to cover the cost, that means people are getting in debt in order to get married, in order to have a beautiful wedding here in 2016. And it didn't just start in 2016. It started at least 10 years ago in 2006. I mean, people spending astronomical amounts of money to get married. Now, keep in mind, people with more money do spend more. I mean, people with more money, they're spending up to $1 million on a wedding. I mean, that has to be some fine wedding to spend $1 million. I think it was somebody on one of the Housewives shows. Her daughter got married, and they spent like $1 million on the wedding. And they spend that money with the blink of an eye. People with less money do find a way to get married for less. People who don't have $26,444 do get married without spending that amount of money. They may have the whole ceremony in their church, the wedding and the reception, and they may have their auntie cater the food. You know, you get a local supermarket to fry all the chicken. I know they do that here in Virginia. Man, that farm fresh, they can fry some chicken. You can get them to give you 200 or 400 pieces of chicken. And along with the chicken, you got that potato salad and whatever else you need that goes along with the wedding, string beans. And to tell you the truth, I think these caterers, that's where they get some of their money, some of their food from too. They don't do all that cooking, but they can attach a price to it. They can just buy it and charge double. Now, video, in my opinion, is very important when it comes to a wedding. Video and photos are very important. And there are some people who are taking their own pictures with their cell phones and then developing them at Walmart. So really, if you don't have $26,444, there are ways to have a beautiful wedding and a reception. So anyway, let's go over why an average wedding today can cost $26,444. I got that number online at costofwedding.com. So I have the budget here that I got online from costofwedding.com. They call it the wedding budget. So better than having a wedding budget calculator, try the wedding budget or cost estimator. So they're saying, you know, depending on what you want to do and how you want to do it, you need a wedding cost estimator. So you can use the wedding cost estimator to create a budget with a starting point or a wedding budget checklist. So, okay. What you need is a wedding checklist, all of what you intend to have at your wedding. And according to this wedding budget, it actually starts with attire and a set of accessories. That's at the top. So what are you going to wear? What is the bride going to wear? Oh, my God. There's a place here known as Maya, Maya's House of Couture. That's M-A-Y-A. Maya owns like 7 or 8 wedding locations, and I mean she has some beautiful dresses. Maya is in Norfolk, Virginia, M-A-Y-A, and she has all those beautiful dresses. So you can start with the attire. What is the bride going to wear and accessories, and what will the groom wear, okay? According to somebody, the average dress really will cost more than what's on this budget list for the $26,444. They're showing $1,622 to use for the attire and the accessories. Now, I can only assume that the male will rent his tux. And then remember, you need the bride's dress, and then I guess all the bridesmaids and people like that, they pay for their own dresses. The bride picks it out. She picks out the dress and the colors and all that, and then they pay for their own dresses. And then the best man, the groom, has his best man and what his party will wear. You know, the groom usually wears black or white, and then maybe his party will wear gray or something similar to that. I'm just imagining. On the budget for beauty and spa, they only have $129. So that means getting a haircut and the bride getting her hair done and getting her hair done and the male getting a haircut and perhaps even a spa treatment. And I can only assume that that $129 includes glamour. And glamour is makeup, because you know the bride is going to have her makeup on that day. Now, there's another budget category, entertainment. And they've allowed $1,357 as the cost of entertainment. Well, entertainment, too, is very important at the reception. I mean, you got to have somebody who's going to either get down on it. Now, you do it yourself, you can have your local DJ come in. Maybe pay him only $200 for that event. I don't know what the DJs charge, but you can have a DJ and even do karaoke. And then in some weddings, I've seen some weddings where the bride is a singer, and she might sing to her groom, or the groom is a singer and may sing to his bride. And nowadays, they even do special dances. I've seen that on Facebook where they get together, and the bride and the, or the groom, and the bride and the groom start off the wedding with their own special dance. And I mean, and everybody else can join in later. So entertainment is really important at a reception. And when I think about it, it can be a lot of fun. Now, flowers and decorations. In this budget, they've allowed $1,579 for flowers. Well, in my opinion, that's modest, because flowers can be expensive. I attended a wedding in Philadelphia years ago. A best friend of mine, her daughter got married, and they spent $10,000 on roses, $10,000 on roses. And I think it was like in the springtime, late winter, spring, and so it was really expensive to get those beautiful roses. And I mean, they had rose topiaries on the table. The cake was encased in a house that was built with roses. It was at the Four Seasons Hotel in downtown Philadelphia. I mean, it was really beautiful. So allowing $1,579 for flowers and decorations may be a modest amount, but it is included in this $26,000 $444 budget. Now, gifts and favors, like I said, you give a gift to your pastor, the groom gives gifts to his best man and the people who, the males who are in his party, and I'm sure the bride gives a gift to her bridesmaid and maid of honor. So in this budget, they're allowing $697 for gifts. I'm thinking that, okay, for $69, you can get each. You can get maybe 10 watches to give away as gifts. I think a watch is a nice gift, and a $69 watch can be a good watch depending on where you buy it. They're saying that you need to spend $896 on invitations. Hey, invitations are important. And you might send out two different types of invitations. You may send out an announcement first, and then perhaps later send out invitations. So the printers or the people who coordinate that will charge you what they charge. I remember paying for invitations. Now, I forgot in one of my weddings, I know I paid for invitations because I went to a printer and went through a book and selected the invitations. And you buy so many, and then you send them out. And it actually has your name and the name of the groom on the invitation, the date, and the location, and any other details that are important. So that's $896 for invitations for a wedding. Jewelry, now that's a big amount here. That's put down as $4,065. Now, the jewelry includes the wedding rings for the bride and the groom. I mean, and for $4,065, you may be able to find some really beautiful diamond rings. Some people spend a lot more money on the jewelry or on the wedding rings, and that's one item that can really run up the cost of a wedding. Sometimes there's the engagement ring, and then, of course, there's the engagement ring, and then later on there are the wedding bands. And I've seen wedding bands encased in diamonds for the bride and for the groom. And so $4,065 in this budget is actually allowed for the jewelry involved in getting married. Photography and video. In this budget, they've allowed $2,778. Now, that's a good amount to pay for photography and video, especially if you've got a good professional photographer. And I'd say get somebody who can do the video as well, because you really want a good video copy of what takes place at your wedding, especially if the wedding has been choreographed in a certain way, especially if you have particular entertainers. I mean, these ball players and movie stars, they can actually get groups like the OJs, people like that, to perform at their weddings. So I know they have some excellent video photographers, and I know they're paying more than $2,778. But this is a good amount to pay for a good photographer and videography. Let me just put it to you that way. Now, the planner, the wedding planner, the event planner, and consultant, the amount they have down here for her is $1,646. Well, that's a good amount of money for a person who is a consultant in a wedding, but I've seen people charge more, like that one on TV where they paid $1 million for the wedding. Some wedding planners have reputations. And, I mean, they can take a wedding that should be on the inside and put it outside. They know they have all the connections to the places that where you can rent things from, and caterers, they really actually have all the connections, and they have the insight, and they have the vision to help you create the wedding of your dreams. And I think what people do is you meet with them, you tell them your idea, the date, time, what you want to do, and your budget. And they may have to help you either expand what it is you want to do or narrow it down, you know. But a good wedding planner and consultant and event planner can assist you with planning your wedding the right way. And whether or not $1,646 would cover it, which is on this budget, but if you can find someone who can do it for $1,646, I mean, it might be just a snap of a finger for them, you know. But I think they actually charge more. In a wedding where $10,000 is being spent on roses, chances are the wedding planner is being paid much more money than $1,646. This is just my opinion, based on the weddings that I've been to, based on the weddings that I've seen. And let me just mention this TV show right now, Bridezilla. I haven't seen it lately because I don't know if I actually have that channel that Bridezilla comes on, but Wendy Williams always used to watch it. And I, when I had that channel, I watched quite a few episodes of it. And the truth is, okay, for the woman, a wedding is really a very stressful day. You're so worried that something's going to go wrong. And but with bridezillas, they're worried from the beginning to the end. You know, their mother gets on their nerves, the bride's mother gets on her nerves, the groom's mother gets on her nerves, her bridesmaid may drop out of the picture for whatever reasons. There's always something going on the bridezilla. Don't let the bride choose a dress and the size and have it made and then gain weight. Okay, don't let that happen. Don't let her get 10 pounds heavier than her dress within a month or two prior to the wedding. And that can happen because if you start feeling stressed out and start eating junk food at night, secretly eating junk food at night, yeah, you might end up gaining 10 pounds 1 month before your wedding. You know, don't let the venue come up with some nonsense that you didn't put down the deposit in time or this or that happened. So that show, Bridezilla, shows you a lot of what can happen to a wedding. Now let's get to the last and final huge cost: the venue, catering, and the rentals. According to this budget, it's $11,784 allowed for that particular item. So all in all, the amounts I've mentioned to you come up to the $26,444. And actually, on this website, they talk about everything: the average wedding cost, the attire and accessories, which includes the dress, the tuxedo, the wedding dress, blah, 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 beauty and spa, hair service, makeup service, manicures and pedicures. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Then they talk about the entertainment, which could be a DJ and a live band or a musician and soloist. The flowers and decorations, which includes the boutonnieres, corsages, bridal bouquet, bridesmaids bouquets, event decorations, event flower arrangements, event table centerpieces, flower girl flowers, petals everywhere. The invitations, which includes the ceremony programs, engagement announcements, the guest book, the invitations and reply cards, postage. Postage can get up there. Reception menus, save the date cards, table name and escort place cards, thank you cards, okay? And let me just say, please send out those thank you cards for your gifts. I mean, Emily Post will turn over in her grave thinking about the people who don't do that. Don't accept gifts from people and then don't send out thank you cards. And that's at any event. That's weddings, birthday parties, anywhere else. Gifts and favors, gifts for attendance, gifts for parents, tips, wedding favors, jewelry, the engagement ring and the wedding rings, photography, which is what I mentioned, digital or photo, engagement sessions, prints, wedding album, wedding photographer, wedding videographer, planner and consultant, a la carte services, day of coordinator, that you create the whole event, getting started, full service, a month of direction in relation to the event, the venue, the ceremony officiator, event accessories, event bar service, event food service, event location, event rentals, hotel room, after reception, limo, the limousine, other transportation, rehearsal dinner, and the big, big thing included in that $11,000, the wedding cake. And yes, I did go buy my own wedding cake for the first wedding. The second wedding, I really don't remember having a wedding cake. Ain't that something? I'm doing wedding cake up in here. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. This has been Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Bootcamp, and today my topic was the cost of a wedding today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to end this episode now. Bye-bye.